Hi, you're listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com, and we'll begin this interview with just the simple legal disclaimer. This audio is copyright by Bridgeport Communications and TheBusinessProfessional.com. All the material that you're about to hear is for informational purposes only. The results that you're about to hear are not a guarantee. Any results that you achieve are based on your own individual effort. Now today we're very lucky to have with us a gentleman by the name of Casper Pustowski. Did I say that right, Casper?
Yes, you did.
Casper Pustowski from PowerfulSleep.com. Casper has a lot of interesting information for us this afternoon. We could have this interview for a very long time. But maybe what we could do, Casper, is just start off with you, and you can tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you ended up coming about what you're doing now.
Sure, Terry. Well, thank you for having me today.
Thanks for being here.
Definitely a pleasure. My background from where I come from, I'm actually a pretty young guy right now. I'm only 20 years old, and I originally come from Poland, a small city in Poland called Lublin. Most of my life I was pretty poor. My parents were pretty poor, and then we came to Canada around when I was 9 years old. Then I got into marketing and internet, and I got my hands on my computer like 2 months after being here, an old 386,
yep.
And that's where the journey started, and right now it's pretty exciting.
Fantastic.
So I've always been into internet marketing.
Uh-huh.
I've always been learning from the pros ever since I was like 16. You know, people were playing soccer outside. I was there under my covers with a Jay Abraham book, learning marketing and all kinds of interesting things, because it always fascinated me that it's actually a system for making money. You know, it's a lot of people making money is a huge mystery, but someone suggested along the line that there's actually a system for making money in a business or generating income from various sources.
Uh-huh.
So I was always interested in that. And I was always learning from the pros, like Mark Joyner, Michael Enlow, Jay Abraham, or Joe Vitale, all these kinds of, you know, internet gurus that popped up right around 1997, when internet marketing was becoming really popular.
So you've been working online then, or I guess interested online then, for quite some time.
Yes, quite a long time. I was a geek basically in high school, so I had all the time in the world to do this.
Well, that's perfect. Now it's paying off.
Exactly.
So then,
I was always into that. But I've learned so many things. You know, how to make money. I've learned so many different concepts. Signed up for so many different newsletters and e-zines, and just read. Uh-huh. Bought into programs. I never made a single dime, because none of the concepts really kicked into me. You know, people told me how to make money. I said, "Oh, I know that."
Yeah.
And well, I tried starting up my own website. Promoting affiliate programs right when I was about 17 really didn't work.
Right, yeah.
You know, I had the same dream that a lot of people have. You know, I sign up for an affiliate program and get really rich really fast.
Yeah.
That didn't work, and I kind of laid back. And I got the idea that maybe I should just start my own web design company, because I was really good at web design. So I did that, and that made me a grand total of, you know, $0 for a long time.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And I ran into a guy on a forum, a Michael Enlow forum, that was asking for a review for his ebook, and his name was Toby Wong, and he's my partner and one of my best friends right now.
Super.
At the time, Toby was developing a product called eProduct Auto, which is basically another product that shows you how to make money on the internet. Uh-huh. You know, a financial, how to make money, how to get rich quick on the internet, etc. And okay, well, his website really sucked. The sales letter was horrible. So I got in there and I said, I'll help you with this. I'm good at writing copy. I'm good at web design. We designed it, and after a while, from making zero sales or the eProduct Auto, we actually made a grand total of 6 sales with eProduct Auto.
How long did it take you?
Not a lot of money.
Oh, gosh. How long did it take you to make 6 sales?
6 sales? About a month.
Okay.
About a month.
So that's still more successful than some people.
Yeah, I mean, the benchmark for internet marketing, I think I heard, is like $200. Most people give up if they can't make more than $200 in 1 month. So.
Yeah.
We made about $100, so we were very close to giving up, because yep. Toby was a very interesting individual. He still is. He gave up his job. He lives in Hong Kong. He gave up his Hong Kong job to get into internet marketing. He used all his life savings to get into internet marketing.
Wow.
He had 1 year to succeed on the internet. This is fascinating, because I ran into him just 3 months before his deadline was up, you know. So it was either make money on the internet or go on the streets, because if you don't have a job in Hong Kong, you're going to be dead very fast.
Yeah,
people will not give you food, and you're going to die. That simple.
So he's kind of it's it's a do or die situation. You either make it online or you're gone.
Yeah. So the pressure was on, and we got together and we thought to ourselves, you know, in our ebook, we're showing people how to make money on the internet, and we're frickin' broke ourselves. Maybe there's something horribly wrong with this concept, and we thought maybe we should try a different approach.
Uh-huh.
And then we decided to just swipe the whole thing clean and learn from our mistake. And our mistake was trying to promote a saturated product in a saturated market where everyone is selling the same thing.
Right.
And we thought about what we were really telling people and what people have been telling us forever. And the concept is very simple that we were telling people in our ebook. It's find the demand in the market, find something people need or a problem people are passionate about, solve that problem for them, and you get rich and help a lot of people every single day. It's that simple.
Right.
Of course, everybody always told me this, but I said, I know that. I heard it a million times. That's really the problem, I think, with learning things. You hear something so many times, and your mind tells you, oh, I know that. Those are the three deadliest words in the English language, as Harv T. Eker says. Saying, I know that, because how do you know if you really know something? Well, if you live it and you do it and it's getting results for you, then you know it.
Right.
You know, if you just heard about it or you read about it or you talk about it, nothing. Even if you sell an ebook on it. So we had that concept in mind. Like, let's find a problem. Let's find a demand in the market, a niche demand that nobody else has solved, and let's fill it. And we spent about an hour researching online through Google and all kinds of software, just looking for demands. You know, how many people search for keywords, what kind of keywords they search for, brainstorming all kinds of markets and problems, fat loss, learning, disabilities. And we actually landed on a really hot button, which is insomnia. People that can't sleep or have trouble sleeping.
Are there? I just want to ask you one quick question there. When you're out looking for markets that haven't been tapped, or that it's a very big market, how did you come up with the ideas of weight loss and learning disabilities, that type of thing? How did you end up up with
that? I'll tell you about the process that seems to work for us right now.
Yeah.
Or work for us. I mean, you don't have to necessarily use this process when you're looking for a market, but you can just go ahead. It's a two-step process. I mean, you just, first you lie down in your bed or you sit in front of your desk, you get really relaxed, you get a piece of paper out, and you write every single one of your assets that you're really good at. An asset, I mean, it's anything that you can do or anything that makes you unique as a person. And a lot of people have trouble with this because they really don't think they're very special, especially when they get started, you know, being broke financially or going on the internet and make sales. But just think about everything you can possibly do for people or anything you could possibly use to write about or make an e-product about or an audio product. I mean, I'll tell you my assets, for instance. My huge asset was being a good web designer, being a good copywriter, having an amazing drive for creating success. That's one of my huge assets. I mean, I'm very technically savvy. I was a computer programmer for most of my life. When I was young, I learned all kinds of programming languages. I wrote viruses and Trojans, all kinds of, you know, evil stuff. I thought I was a little hacker. So I had a technical savviness around me, and a whole other bunch of assets. And one of my huge assets was that I'm really into new age healing stuff. I'm really into meditation. I'm into helping other people. I'm into, you know, the whole other side of life. So if I were to write something about that or research something about that, I knew that it would really click for me. So that's step number one. You write all your assets down.
Okay.
And think of everything. I mean, the question you should ask yourself when you write these assets down, you ask yourself, what is it about me that makes me special? Mm-hmm. What is it about me that makes me unique? And what is it about me that I can use to help other people? What unique qualities do I have?
Right.
And what unique qualities do I have that I'm sure will make me successful in a field or in life? And you take those assets and you formulate your strategy around that. And I'll show you how to do that. Step number two is you get together with a friend. I mean, working with a partner is best, but if you're in business alone, just get together with your mind.
Yeah.
And brainstorm. Just write anything down. Like, we just wrote weight loss, insomnia, we wrote down, you know, learning, sleep, learning, hypnosis, all kinds of things. And those don't necessarily have to stem from your assets that you wrote down before. Just anything. Write down all kinds of things. And the question you should be asking yourself here, and I'll get a bit off tangent.
No, it's great.
How to actually look for winning markets and winning products, and this would probably definitely help people as they're listening to this.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's only four special ways, four things required to make a hot-selling product or a hot-selling business. And I'll give you point number one.
Yeah.
And before I say this, I should give credit to somebody. T. Harv Eker is really the guy that am opening my mind up for these concepts. So if you have time, look for that guy, T. Harv Eker. Okay, concept number one. First of all, you have to, well, whatever you do, you have to feel passionate for it. You have to, even if it's, if you've come up with a winning idea, where you're looking at it and you're going, oh, I'm not sure if this is going to be that. You know, you can't feel absolutely passionate about it or helping people. You can't feel as if you can wake up to that thing or that business and you feel really glad you did it or you're really happy about it and you really feel at peace with yourself for doing that. Yeah. Then it's not your business if you can't do that. You know, just drop it. Otherwise, it's not going to work out for you long term. So that's number one. You know, you got to love what you do. Now, the three ones are the most technical ones. I mean, the easiest way to find a product is look for a problem. Look for a problem people have that they don't have a solution for. And if you look around you in your room right now, Terry, just look around the products in your room. I mean, you've got carpet, maybe a bed, a chair, a desk, or a computer in front of you. Every single one of those products, they solve a problem for you, don't they?
Yep.
I mean, a carpet's there for you because, you know, if you didn't have a carpet, your feet would be cold. That's a problem, and people fix that by, you know, creating a carpet, and they can sell it to you because you don't want to have that problem in your life. You know, your computer in front of you is there to solve a barrage of problems for you. It's a huge problem solving utility. I mean, look at your walls. Look at what you have on your walls. Do you have any pictures on your walls?
Lots.
Lots? Good.
Yeah.
How are they hung?
Just with a nail?
Just with a nail. Look at the nail. I mean, doesn't a nail solve your problem for you? I mean, who invented a nail? You know? And people ask themselves, how do you make inventions? Well, you just look for a problem. So look around you. I mean, you could think of a product right now just looking at your walls, for instance. I mean, look at your pictures on your walls. Or, like, some of them might be a little crooked, right?
Yeah.
You could literally create a product, for instance, if your pictures are crooked, create a product that makes your pictures straight or even horizontally, like something that balances the pictures. That's a problem. You can call it well hung or something.
And multiple uses on that.
Name. Exactly. You know, look for problems in any room. There's problems everywhere around the world. People have huge problems. I mean, look at the problems with society right now, with war and hunger and being uncertain in certain areas. Huge problems stem in all kinds of areas, financially, physically, emotionally. Like, so yeah, that's point number one. Look for a problem that someone has that you can solve, uh-huh. And you can refer back to your assets and think about: do people have problems that I can solve with my assets? And you definitely come up with some answers.
Uh-huh.
Number two, how to create a winning product is take something that already works or a product that's already on the market and improve it, make it better, or create an attachment to a product. I mean, new products come out every single day. New cars come out, you know, every single year because people are constantly improving. If they didn't improve, they would die. You know, that's the law of the universe. If something doesn't grow, it automatically dies. If you look at the Japanese industry, they have a form of thinking. It's called Kanai, and it stands for constant, never-ending improvement. And they're always improving products, and they're always getting better, and they're always selling more of them, and the economy keeps growing that way.
Right.
That's the concept that I forgot his name. I'll refer back to that gentleman later. There are tons of e-products out online, and I want to refer this more back to online marketing because we're getting a bit abstract. I mean, there are many ebooks and many services online that you can easily improve or make an attachment to with this concept. For instance, I mean, if you're familiar with a company named ClickBank.com, are you, Barry?
Yep, I have an account.
Many people use ClickBank to make sales online, to do the merchant processing. ClickBank is basically a merchant account. It's the easiest way to set up, you know, an e-business online to process credit cards for other people and for your customers.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy came up with a concept. I don't know his name. I forgot it. I mean, we're using a service right now. It's called EasyClickMate.com. All he did, he was a programmer. He wrote a script for ClickBank.com. People that use ClickBank, they can buy his special programming package to add to the website. But you can track the sales and track the affiliate sales properly because ClickBank doesn't offer that. So he took ClickBank was offering, and he slightly improved it. And he sold it, and the guy's making an Uber lots of, you know, load of amount of money. And he's helping tons of internet marketers every single day because they don't have tracking when they use ClickBank. You know, I mean, sure, if you use ClickBank, you don't get the affiliate tracking properly done.
Yeah,
no, exactly. Yeah. So he improved that, and it's making an Uber load of money. That might not apply to everybody because not everybody is a programmer. But you can, I mean, very simply. For instance, there are so many of these, like, I mean, I'll give you an example off the top of my head that I just thought of right now. Say there's a service online like dating.com, like a dating service, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
people use dating services. They're getting really popular now. People are really lonely. They're trying to get, you know, relationships and they're using dating services. A lot of people have problems with the dating services because they can't get it to work for them. You know, they put up their picture, they put some bio up, and they never get a phone call. They never get, you know, an interested offer. Well, what if you just wrote a 30-page ebook on how to use a dating service properly, like customize it to one dating service, like date.com guide to ultimate sex success with relationships online, you know?
Yeah.
Write that ebook. And basically what you'd be doing is you'd be improving the quality of someone's experience with another product. So you're taking something and you're improving it.
Beautiful.
There you go. It's that simple. And I guarantee you that would sell very well. If you've got no competition for that, or even a little competition, which does very well. So that's number two. Look for something that's already out there that you could improve in some way, either by remaking that product to be all your own but improved version of that product, or taking another product and creating an add-on solution to it that improves the person's experience. And by doing that, I mean, you're doing a huge service not to only your customers that are buying your product, you're doing a huge service to the company. Later on, you could even email date.com or email, you know, clickfast.com and say, you know, fax them with a joint venture proposal saying, look, I've got this great product that's helping other people. Would you like to joint venture with me on this and sell this as an upsell package to your customers?
Exactly.
Yes, that's a huge potential for, you know, gigantic passive income. These kinds of things make lots of money. And thirdly and finally, the way to look for huge business opportunities, look for change. Look for changes. Changes in the market. Changes in the world. Whenever huge change in the world that comes up, or change in law, change in the way people see things, a change in our society, lots of money is made in some place. Someone always gets rich, and I realize that. And I'll give you a good example from T. Harv Eker again. Harv had a friend a while ago that he was looking for a business opportunity. And this was in Ontario, Canada. A law was passed around the 90s or 80s that if you work in an office with more than 10 employees under you, if you have your own office, you must have a poster in the bathroom or somewhere in the office, a CPR poster that gives step-by-step instructions how to do CPR, you know, like the breathing, how to get someone to breathe again if they choke or pass out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had to have a poster like that. That was the law that was put in. And it was announced to all the businesses. So this guy, I mean, there was no businesses that were offering posters in Ontario with CPR instructions. What did he do? He made a poster company, and he sold, you know, 4 million posters in 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And he got really rich. He solved a problem for people. So whatever, and that ties into everything else, you know. Whenever there's a change in society, a change in law, or a change in anything, there's always a problem that occurs, and you have a unique opportunity to solve that problem, because most likely that change will not there will be no competitors for that same market, because it'll be a brand new problem for you to solve.
Right. So how
did
you
drink of my water here?
What's that?
Had a drink of my water here.
Oh yes, yes.
Yeah.
So what? Now you went out and you found a specific interest. You did all your brainstorming and reflected upon yourself and find here's what my strengths are, and then found yourself a whole lot of problems online, and then you picked mm-hmm. one.
Yeah. So using that formula, we got to a problem in the insomnia market. We figured out that the insomnia market, people that had problems with sleep, was a huge market. And the reason for that was because lots of people search for it on search engines, and we checked that. And we'll talk about the specific tools you can use to look on search engines. I'm sure people have heard of them, but we'll read it in again.
Yeah.
There were lots of searches, and there were some results, but most of the companies that offer solutions to these problems were all drug companies. They were selling drugs,
right.
And not everybody is into drugs,
yeah.
You know? Doesn't really solve your problems most of the time. We live in a society where most often the doctors tell you, you know, just take a pill and you can get better.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem to work for a lot of people.
Exactly.
Usually makes life more miserable.
Exactly.
Depending on drugs. So, we found a market called the insomnia market. There was problems with sleep, and we researched this. And we figured out we could make a lot of money by helping people improve their sleep. And one of my assets was I was into healing, I was into holistic stuff, I was into New Age, NLP, all kinds of self-improvement topics all my life.
Uh-huh.
So I said, this is it. If I can learn this, you know, if I can read on this, I could definitely make this work. And I went that day to the bookstore, to Chapters, and I bought a book on insomnia. I have it to this day right in front of me. It's by Greg D. Jacobs, PhD. And I want to talk to you about this concept, because what I did is I read this book on insomnia, And it's only 200 pages. I read this in 2 hours.
Wow, and you're a fast reader.
and I knew everything about sleep. And sleep, most people think that sleep is just sleep. Sleep is actually a complicated, fascinating system inside your body that runs your body and really keeps you alive. If you're not for sleep, you would have lots of problems.
Right.
Yeah. So I learned about this, and this is fascinating. I got writing on it, and I got doing on it. Now, a couple of people might be asking themselves, is that really legal? You know, reading someone's book and making a product out of it, isn't that plagiarizing? Is that copyright? Well, first of all, you cannot copyright a title of an e-book. You cannot copyright the title of a book. Most people find that surprising. So even if you mention a book, or even if you create a product with the same name of a book that you just read, you would not get sued for it. Secondly, you cannot copyright information. You cannot copyright a concept. If someone tells me, you know, sleep is good for you, you cannot copyright that concept. Now, you can copyright someone's work, and if I was to, you know, write this out word for word for myself and sell this, then that would be definitely illegal. However, if I take this information that I have in my hand right now and I rephrased it in my own words into my own product, into helping someone solve a unique and direct problem, that's taking someone's information, someone's work, the information in it, and restructuring it into my own need. That's not illegal. That's completely illegal. And most people don't know that. They think it's plagiarizing. That's why you can do it.
Right. So you don't actually have to be an expert on what you're going to write about. You just simply have to go out there,
yeah,
find the information, get the quality information, make sure you're not getting some bogus information, but get the quality stuff,
mm-hmm,
go through
exactly
it, and rework it so that it's a package that really is in your own words. The information
exactly
is the same, but it's in
your
own
words. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And most people think, oh, is it really that simple? Well, I'll tell you the story. We created the product in a... Our idea was to help people stop insomnia, cure insomnia so they can possibly sleep again.
Mm-hmm.
And I started writing the ebook, and I said, no, let's make this bigger, right? Let's make this huge, you know? Let's make this complicated. Let's complicate the hell out of it, because I had a really bad association in my mind still that you have to work hard for your money. That's what I believe. That's completely not true. But that limit in my mind made me want to make it bigger. So I got CDs. We wanted to make it, our goal was to make it a 6-CD package, an audio package. It was going to be huge, you know?
Yeah.
I bought studio time. I started recording my voice like Tony Robbins style, doing a huge audio program on self-help and curing insomnia. And after like a month of that, I said, wow, this isn't going to work.
I mean, why did you decide that?
Because I had half a CD done, and the momentum and the energy was dropping. Remember I said, number one, you have to be passionate about what you're doing?
Yeah.
The passion was going away because it was just taking way too long.
Right, yeah.
And we weren't even certain if it's going to sell, which is another concept we overlooked. You want to find a demand and fill it. But at the same time, you want to very quickly, before you get into making a product,
yeah,
test that product to see if it's going to work.
How?
See if there's interest in it, or is it just a hunch you have?
Uh-huh.
Right?
How do you do that?
That's what you want to do.
How do we go about doing that?
I'll tell you in a second. So... You know, I was kind of down on this, and I went to a forum, a Tony Robbins forum, which is really a high traffic forum where people talk and discuss different ideas about self-help and improving your life.
Uh-huh.
And one person there asked a question about sleep. How do I sleep less? That was the title of the thread. I clicked on it, and the person asked, how do I sleep less? How do I reduce my sleep to have more energy in my life? Because I heard Tony Robbins say that I should sleep less, but whenever I try sleeping less, I have a headache. You know, things are just aren't good. I have bad energy, and I feel cranky, and my sex life is down, you know, all kinds of things. What is that, by the way? It's a problem, right? Someone has a problem. So I solved that problem by answering the thread, and I went to sleep. Next day, I wake up, and I went on the forum, and I see there's 30 replies to that same question to what I just said. People are asking more questions about sleep, like, how does it sleep? I mean, I heard you sleep this much and this much. Is that really right? So I'm thinking to myself, it's still not clicking in my head. I'm thinking... Well, I don't have time to answer all these people's questions. I have to get back to making my CD program. I'll just write them I'll just spend a day writing a 10-page report on it and put it online, and people can put their email and they can sign up for it. So I did that, and a couple of days later, I had over 300 people download that report.
In 2 days?
And I had 300 subscribers to my newsletter in a few days.
Oh.
You know, and then it clicked to me. I said, maybe I should just sell this instead of, you know, write my insomnia thing.
Right.
that's your answer to how do you test a product. That wasn't really planned out. You just want to get some feedback. That's one of the most important things that people overlook in their e-business. They start going thinking, oh, I'm going to make this huge. It's going to be huge and successful. You know, it's going to complicate the living hell out of it.
Right.
Make
yeah.
it to make it a very successful. That's not the idea you want to have. What you really want in the very beginning is you want to get momentum going in your business. Get something started. Even if it's a free ebook you're giving away, but you're getting downloads. That's like, you know, you wake up every single day, you don't see orders in your inbox, but you see downloads, you see people downloading your stuff, and you know it's going to be hot, and you keep going with it.
Right.
So this gave me drive again, because I saw these results on this product. So I got together with Toby, and we said, look, this isn't going to work for us, because we're repeating the same mistake, you know. When we were selling a financial product, we were selling something that was completely saturated, and we weren't going anywhere with it. And this is going the same way, because if we're making this too complicated, it's going to take much too long.
Right.
And we have this momentum in this other direction. How about we scrap the insomnia idea for now? Let's write an ebook on how to sleep less and have more energy. I think people might be interested in that, and we have proof of it already through our downloads and our queries and everything else.
Uh-huh.
And Terry, I mean, this is magical. I spent only 2 weeks writing this ebook. It's called Powerful Sleep: How to Sleep Less and Have More Energy, Secrets of the Inner Sleep Clock.
Yeah.
And it took me literally 2 weeks to write this ebook.
Uh-huh.
You know, might have taken, I was lazy too. I didn't really spend most of my day writing it. I was kind of taking my time with it.
And is this information then, this is still information that you got from reading that very first
300-page
book?
Yeah, one book on it, and I use my own concepts there too, how to reduce sleep.
Okay.
It's very simple information, and it's profound information because it's basic. It's profound because it works.
Uh-huh.
Most people think that things that are complicated in life, most things that you want to get are very simple.
Right, the KISS theory. Keep it simple.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep it simple, Smarty.
Yeah, exactly. So 2 weeks around this ebook, I released it, and we made sales within 2 hours.
Wow. How did you release it?
It was a magical moment for me, because I woke up and I saw orders in my inbox, and I said, wow, I made, you know, money while I was sleeping. I thought, well, maybe we got lucky.
This sleep thing is good.
Maybe we just got lucky. Because, you know, I wrote the sales letter very quickly. I wrote the sales letter in like in 3 days. It was up very fast. We were making sales with a very choppy sales letter and a very... very minimal traffic. It was only like 100 visitors per day at that point, just from pay-per-click, you know, Google.com, AdWords,
Google
AdWords.
Yeah.
But it went on like that for days. We got 3 sales one day, 5 sales the other day, 10 sales, 20 sales, 18 sales. Just like, it grew. And it was amazing because we were making over like 10 to 20 sales every single day for our own product. And that's when it really hit me. That's when everything came together in my mind, Terry, that what we did was really, we tapped into the formula of success. And that formula, again, is so simple. Find the demand in the market is very, very niche, a problem that is very sophisticated, and there's a huge demand for it.
Uh-huh.
A demand in the market with little supply.
Right.
This is the first product of its kind. We invented our own niche product, our own market, in a sense, the sleep less market. We have no competitors. I mean,
fantastic.
I mean, it's not even a game anymore. It's just like wake up and make money and help people because you have no competitors. Who the hell is going to compete with you? I mean, flies out the window. I mean, over time, someone might make a product similar to that. You know, I mean, someone might catch on to Kanai concept, you know, constant ever mending improvement, get my product improvement in some way, and that's competitive. But right now, and for a long time, that's not going to be the case.
Yeah.
So it's really that simple. You find a demand in the market and you fill it with a unique product.
So
you know, finding a niche, finding a niche product with low supply, that's the winning formula. That's exactly what we did. That's exactly why it worked.